Essays of the Critique of Political Economy were another favorite target along these lines. Even historical materialism itself would cease to be the correct theory, critical theorists insisted. Its categories would become, hopefully, irrelevant in the new society, obsolete because it realized. 48. Max Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory in Critical Theory, page 238. Compare Paul Lazarfeld's typical mistake, which C. Wright Mills was to share in seeing Adorno's diatribes against certain kinds of mindless empiricism, as an anti-empirical attitude per se. But Adorno distinguished which critique was needed in which context, confronted with the task of content analysis, which did not question, let alone explain the origin and relevance of its own categories. Adorno chided this naive brand of empiricism for simply employing these reifications instead of investigating them. In Germany, after the American exile, he defended American-style empiricism against entrenched idealist traditions. And when hard empirical research swayed Germany, he attempted again to prevent this or any particular approach from assuming a monopoly on research. Lazarfeld's own admission that he may not have understood what critical theory was all about, or even what the dialectical method was, cast a curious light on his resentful suggestion that it may merely be the hypnotic effect of Adorno's language, which might explain some of the attractions his publications have today for many young German students. Paul Lazarfeld, Qualitative Analysis, Boston, Airline and Bacon, 1972, page 169. Page 516. To Lazarfeld, of course, it could not have been substantive attractions of a comprehensive approach which Lazarfeld would want to exclude from sociology proper. To him, Marcuse, for instance, is either merely an historian of ideas or a political prophet. Same as above, page 171. 49. Max Horkheimer, Materialism and Metaphysics, page 24. 50. Same as above, pages 39 and following. 51. Max Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, page 27, following 20. 52. Franz Borkenau, Zur Soziologie des mechanistischen Weltbildes, Zeitschrift, Volume Roman 1, page 311. 53. Compare, for instance, Theodore W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, page 63. The dissection of man into his faculties is a projection of the division of labor onto its pretended substance, inseparable from the interest in deploying and manipulating them to greater advantage. 54. Theodore W. Adorno and Max Horkheimer, Dialectic of Enlightenment, New York, Seabury Press, 1972, page 5. 55. Theodore W. Adorno, The Sociology of Knowledge and Its Consciousness, in this volume. 56. Empirical research conceives the stimulus to be as devoid of content as a color stimulus in a psychological laboratory. We hold that the stimulus in popular culture is itself a historical phenomenon, and that the relation between stimulus and response is preformed and pre-structured by the historical and social fate of the stimulus as well as of the respondent. L. Löwenthal, Historical Perspective on Popular Culture, in B. Rosenberg's and D. M. White, Mass Culture, New York, The Free Press, 1957. 57, Herbert Marcuse, Philosophy and Critical Theory, page 136. 58, in different terms but without knowledge, the implications, consequences, modern positivists also recognize the necessity of assuming a transcendental framework of meta-meanings, so to speak, which explain the meanings of observed facts and events. Russell's theory, for instance, of a hierarchy of languages starts from the fact first formulated by Tarski that the words true or false as applied to the sentences of a given language always require another language of higher order for their adequate definitions. Herbert Marcuse, Review of Bertrand Russell's An Inquiry into the Meaning of Truth in Zeitschrift, Volume Roman 9, page 486. 59, Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 178. 60, Herbert Marcuse, Review of John Dewey's Theory of Valuation in Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, Volume Roman 9, page 144. 61, in the English language, where the concept of reason has seldom become thematic in philosophy, or rather in reason itself, the common Kantian distinction between Vernunft und Verstand is rarely made. Attempts to introduce it at the beginning of the 19th century, for example, in the terms reason versus understanding never really caught on. Page 517. Remarks like Horkheimer's that reason has been reduced to understanding consequently made little sense to an English-speaking audience, and explanatory paraphrases seem unavoidable. Reason for Kant is the capacity to judge pure reason or act practical reason in accordance with principles. The concept of reason goes back to the idea of an immanent order of the world, anaxagoras nu, objective and independent of human perception. In the human mind, this order and its principles precede the use of understanding without an empirical content of its own. According to Kant, reason contains the first principles, the regulative and orientational ideas. Understanding, on the other hand, is the capacity to order and conceptualize the empirical world. It contains the categories which Kant thought were immutable, fixed in number and common to all humans, for empirical classification of sense data. These categories enable us to coordinate amorphous sense data into objects. 62, Max Horkheimer, Last Attack, page 181. 63, Albrecht Wellmer, Critical Theory of Society, New York, Herder und Herder, 1964, page 12. 64, Max Horkheimer, Eclipse of Reason, New York, Seabury Press, 1974, page 128. 65, same as above, page 134. 66, Theodore W. Adorno, Aspekte in Drei Studien zu Hegel, Frankfurt am Main, Suhrkamp, 1963, page 57. 67, Max Horkheimer, Materialism and Moral in Kritische Theorie, Frankfurt am Main, S. Fischer Verlag, 1968, volume Roman 1, page 93. 68, Herbert Marcuse, Review of the International Encyclopedia of Unified Science in Zeitschrift, Volume Roman 8, page 229. 69, Herbert Marcuse, Philosophy and Critical Theory, page 154. 70, Theodore W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, page 76. 71, Max Horkheimer, The Social Function, page 269. 72, Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 162. Herbert Marcuse, Review of the International Encyclopedia, page 231. 74, Max Horkheimer, Zum Begriff der Vernunft, in Theodor W. Adorno and Max Horkheimer, Sociologica, Roman II, Frankfurt am Main, Europäische Verlagsanstalt, 1962, page 194. 75, Theodor W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, page 69. 76, Theodor W. Adorno, Blocks Spuren in Noten zur Literatur, Volume Roman 2, Frankfurt am Main, Surkamp, 1965, page 140. 77, Herbert Marcuse, Review of John Dewey's The Theory of Inquiry in Zeitschrift, Volume Roman 8, page 221. 78, Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 168 and following. Page 518. 79, Theodore W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, page 80. 80, Max Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, pages 219 and following. 81, Theodore W. Adorno, Aspecte, page 20. 82, Karl Popper, Conjecture and Refutations, page 316. 83, Theodore W. Adorno, Soziologie und empirische Forschung, page 517. 84, Max Horkheimer, The Social Function of Philosophy, page 255. 85, Herbert Marcuse, Review of the International Encyclopedia, page 228. 86, Theodore W. Adorno, Subject and Object in this volume. 87, Theodore W. Adorno, Aspecte, page 16. 88, W. Adorno, Negative Dialectics, New York, Seabury Press, 1973, page 5. 89, Max Horkheimer, Materialism and Metaphysics, page 29. 90, Theodore W. Adorno, Aspecte, page 22. 91, Ernst Bloch, Subject, Object, Frankfurt am Main, Surkamp, 1962, page 42. 92, Theodore W. Adorno, Aspecte, page 21. 93, Theodore W. Adorno, Subject and Object in this volume. 94, Compare Stephen Toulmin, The Uses of Argument, Cambridge University Press, 1974, page 255. Philosophers have set up ideals of logical necessity, logical validity, and logical possibility, which can be applied to arguments outside the narrow analytic field only at the preliminary consistency checking stage, or else by an illogical extension. Substantial arguments in natural science, ethics, and elsewhere have been severely handled and judged by philosophers, solely on the grounds of not being what they never pretended to be, analytic, and their quite genuine merits have been accounted negligible as compared with that initial and inevitable sin. 95, Max Horkheimer, On the Problem of Truth in this volume. 96, same as above. 97, Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 144. 98, same as above, page 161. 99, same as above, page 149. 100, Max Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, page 219. 101, Max Horkheimer, The Latest Attack, page 162. 102, Max Horkheimer, Zum Problem der Voraussage in den Sozialwissenschaften, in Kritische Theorie, Volume Roman 1, page 111. 103, Theodore W. Adorno and Max Horkheimer, Dialectic of Enlightenment, page 41. 104, Theodore W. Adorno, Minima Moralia, page 113. 105, Compare Charles Bolton in Sociology a Behavioral Science, in Pacific Sociology Review, number 6, Spring, 1963, page 6, quoted from L.T. Reynolds and J.M. Reynolds, The Sociology of Sociology, New York, McKay, 1970, page 122. The aim of control implies, almost by definition, an effort to restrict and ideally to eliminate alternatives of the subject. A social science which takes control as a majority criterion for scientific success thereby has a built-in bias of focus attention upon so-called independent variables which human subjects are least likely to be able to convert into alternatives. If evidence to date means anything, we can say that this focus leads to a concentration upon biochemical, unconscious, pre-social, and non-rational influences, and a studied ignoring of the processes which make human beings as cognitive, self-conscious, creative, act-constructing creatures. 106, Robert S. Lund, Knowledge for What? Princeton University Press, 1970, page 204.